This is the parallax for Monday, July 27th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We start with politics, where the countdown to the midterm elections just hit 100 days. Democrats currently hold 212 House seats to Republicans 218, which means a net gain of just 6 seats would flip control of the chamber. In the Senate, Democrats need to flip 4 Republican-held seats to take back the majority. How are the outlets covering this? NPR is focused on the shifting Senate map and how primary races are reshaping competitive districts. Axios notes that while the House environment favors Democrats, the structural terrain actually favors Republicans, especially in the Senate. The Guardian features House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying Republicans have nothing to run on after Trump failed to deliver on promises to lower costs and avoid overseas war. Fox News emphasizes that Democrats are hitting their highest generic ballot numbers since 1996, while the Washington Examiner reports that Senator Bernie Sanders is pushing back on establishment Democrats, calling the status quo broken and backing progressive Senate candidates as the party's future. Turning to immigration enforcement, the Trump administration recorded its highest arrest totals of the second term last month, but new scrutiny is emerging. Tom Homan, the border czar, acknowledged Sunday that an ICE officer involved in a fatal shooting in Maine should never have cleared vetting after reports that 2 ex-wives had accused him of abuse. Meanwhile, The Guardian reports on accelerated mass immigration court hearings where removal orders are being issued in absentia, giving people facing deportation little time to respond. NPR found that a National Guard task force deployed to Memphis as an anti-crime unit quietly became an ICE crackdown, with a majority of arrests involving people without criminal convictions. Fox News reports that America First Legal is telling NYPD officers they can contact ICE directly, despite New York City's sanctuary policies. And the Daily Wire obtained a Biden administration memo from January 2024 recommending temporary protected status expansions explicitly to block Trump's deportation agenda before his inauguration. In international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani a hate fomenter Sunday after Mamdani called for his arrest over Israel's Gaza war. Netanyahu confirmed plans to travel to New York in September to address the United Nations General Assembly, despite an International Criminal Court warrant. The Guardian and BBC both report that Mamdani walked back his arrest threat after acknowledging he lacked the legal authority to enforce an ICC warrant. Netanyahu called the war crimes charges bogus. Now to the Middle East. The United States and Iran paused military attacks for a second consecutive day Sunday, raising hopes of a negotiated off-ramp after nearly 2 weeks of daily U.S. bombing runs. Axios reports that CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper recommended halting the Hormuz bombing campaign, advising it had reached the limit of its effectiveness. The Pentagon updated its defense casualty analysis system over the weekend, adding more than 140 newly wounded service members and introducing a new overseas operations casualty category, bringing the official total to over 600 casualties. NPR confirms both the U.S. and Iran paused attacks, with both sides working toward an interim ceasefire through diplomatic channels. The Guardian reports that Iran and Oman held talks over the Strait of Hormuz, with Tehran saying it would halt tit-for-tat strikes if the U.S. maintained its pause. Senator John Kennedy told Face the Nation the U.S. should not cut and run in Iran and criticize Democrats favoring negotiation with Tehran. In Europe, a 21-year-old German citizen of Lebanese descent drove a vehicle into a crowd at Berlin's Christopher Street Day Pride Parade Saturday night, killing one person and injuring 29 others. Abdul Balout, who had a prior conviction for terror-related offenses and had attempted to join the Islamic State, was shot and killed by police Sunday after rushing at officers with a knife. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz condemned the attack as heinous. On the domestic front, at least 3 people were killed and several others wounded, including a 2-year-old boy, in a shooting at Seattle's Bite of Seattle Food Festival near the Space Needle Sunday evening. Police responded shortly after 6 p.m. local time, and Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson confirmed a suspect is in custody. That's the Parallax for Monday, July 27th. Thanks for listening.